Welcome to Dublin, a city which has seen centuries of struggle by the Irish people against the imperial power, the British. There's been much bloodshed and political wrangling, but in part, they've succeeded. We've come here to find out what support the Irish people are giving to the Palestinians in their search for justice. Okay, so we're up to Kilmainham Jail to interview Andy Storey, who's a lecturer of history in Dublin, and he's going to tell us all about the British subjugation and domination of Ireland over the past few centuries. It's quite a depressing story, I think. So, Andy, tell us a little bit about this place here, Kilmainham Jail.
It occupies a unique place in Irish nationalism and the history of opposition to British rule in Ireland. Most every major Irish political prisoner who fought against British rule was probably imprisoned here at some point or other. Quite a number were executed here. The leaders of the 1916 rebellion were mostly executed here. The Young Irelanders, going back to the mid-19th century, Parnell, Davitt, more or less all the figures, the iconic figures of Irish nationalism who fought against British rule are here.
So this is very much the symbol of Irish people fighting against British rule.
Yeah, it's a twin symbol. It's a symbol of repression and it's a symbol of resistance. It's a symbol of the lengths to which people were prepared to go in order to fight against what they saw as an unjust tyranny.
Willing to die for it?
Willing to die for it in many cases, certainly willing to do very serious and fairly painful jail time for it, and willing to go to significant lengths to challenge what they saw as injustice at various times.
And in the end, they won.
They won. I think they won political freedom for part of the island, obviously. A lot of people would see it as an unfinished revolution, barring in the absence of Irish unity, for example, but also that the kind of struggle against social and economic injustice was not perhaps fulfilled in the same way as the struggle for independence was. A lot of people would feel that the ideals, the quite revolutionary ideals for a more equal, more just Ireland, have yet to be realised. The dreams that many people sitting in these jail cells would have had over the years.
So the fight continues?
I think the fight continues to complete that revolution, yes.
So you're Palestinian and you're Irish. How does that work?
Well, I'm Palestinian by birth. I was born in Jerusalem, Al-Quds, and spent my early childhood in Jerusalem. At some point, my parents decided to emigrate in order to give me and my siblings a better life somewhere else.
So, as a Palestinian, what is the support from Irish people and indeed people from all around the world? What does that mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot. I mean, whenever I'm in Palestine, when I used to go visit or when I lived there, I used to always think, if only the world knew what was going on here, then this wouldn't be allowed to happen. That's how naive I was. But it still gives Palestinians great comfort to know that at least the world knows how Israel is behaving. It really helps them to go on when they know that people are supporting their cause and that people are marching in the streets to support their cause.
Thank you. So you're Jewish and you're chair of the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign. How does that work?
It's actually not an issue at all. Obviously the fact I'm Jewish has meant that I've always had an interest in Israel-Palestine. But for myself, I mean, Zionism was never really an option. It was never really something part of my culture, and I didn't grow up with it. So it was quite obvious, like, when I was going to get involved in the issue, which a lot of people, of course, did once the Second Intifada started, I was going to get involved in it from a Palestinian solidarity point of view. And so I've become increasingly active in the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign.
So what is it that makes you want to show solidarity with the Palestinians?
Well, it's two things. I have been involved in solidarity work, in development aid work beforehand. But in no other case is what is going on, the case of clear oppression of the Palestinian people, done in my name. When Israel, for instance, invaded Lebanon, it said, we are doing this in the name of all the Jewish people. So, I mean, that's clearly something I have to get involved in. That's clearly something that does affect me. And there's also the fact that it's quite useful being involved as a Jewish person in a Palestinian solidarity campaign, because it gives lie to the idea that Israel is about Jewishness, or is about Judaism, or is anything else other than a quite oppressive colonial settler system.
So as a Jewish person, do you feel like what is being done to the Palestinians is being done in your name?
What Israel does is it does in the name of the Jewish people. But increasingly, and of course this is an area of my research as well, because I research the increasing and growing diaspora opposition to Israel, that Jewish people are saying, not simply not in my name, but not in our name, not in our name as a collectivity, as Jewish people, is Israel committing these crimes. But more, I mean, the reason I'm involved in Palestinian solidarity is the same reason that everybody else in the Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign is involved, because of the Palestinian people, because we witness and we notice the oppression that they suffer, and because they've asked us for solidarity, for effective, practical, political solidarity. And it's just a response to that call. For me, it seemed an obvious thing to do.
Right, we're here to interview Angus O'Snoddy, who's the International Affairs spokesperson for Sinn Féin. Sinn Féin, of course, the political wing for the IRA, an organisation which has spent decades fighting for a free and unified Ireland. Obviously, a lot of similarities with the Palestinians. Let's see if he's in.
Hello.
Angus, how are you doing? Nice to meet you. Thank you very much.
The Palestinian cause is very close to a lot of Irish people's hearts, because they're a small nation similar to ours fighting against a very powerful military machine, the Israeli state. And a lot of the issues which are in Israel, in Palestine, in the whole Middle East, are issues which would have been very close to Ireland over the years, and are still close to us while we still try to reunite our country.
Why have the Irish historically been so supportive of the Palestinians?
Well, the Irish people have always kind of stood with people, especially people who aren't as strong, who don't have the military might behind them, who don't have the money, and who are struggling, people who are long established and whose lands have been robbed and whose country have been divided. We were divided for many years. We were occupied by a military force and empire for many years, and we have struggled kind of whether it's militarily or politically. And so you have an affinity to small nations who are struggling against greater might.
And what are some of the parallels between Palestinian and Irish history?
Well, kind of in the recent past, there would be obviously the recent Palestinian struggle, kind of the time frame would have mirrored quite a lot of the Irish struggle in recent times, prison struggle in particular. Kind of a lot of Palestinian who fought kind of for their independence were jailed and are still jailed. So there was an affinity there from a lot of Republicans and nationalists to the Palestinians kind of who were in prisons, to their families who were outside, and the fact that they weren't getting good press, they were censored, their lands were taken, they were driven off their land. There is a whole history in Ireland of settlers coming in, taking over land and forcing the Irish people off those lands. That's in the past, in the main in Ireland, it is not in the past in Palestine. So there is an affinity and understanding of the historical struggles they've been through and are still going through.
Okay, so we've come to Dublin's Old Town. Dublin Castle is just over there. The famous Temple Bar, famous for its nightlife, is just down that alleyway over there. And we've come here to gauge the support for the Palestinians amongst the Irish people. As an Irish person, do you feel like you have an affinity with the Palestinians? Do you understand what's happening to the Palestinian people?
I understand what's happening to the Palestinian people. I do understand what's happening to the Palestinian people, but I can't see an answer.
It is war crime, obviously, against the Palestinians. It's a siege, Gaza. It's a nightmare. Imagine being Palestinian yourself. So that's how I feel.
Well, my sympathies are with anybody who's caught in a conflict situation. I mean, it has to be very difficult on a day-to-day basis. So, you know, from that point of view, I really don't know a lot about the politics of it. But, you know, having come from a country where we had a conflict for a long time as well, it is difficult for people, you know, to have to live with. So I would be sympathetic, you know, in general to the blight of people in what's supposed to be a war zone.
Well, there's a blockade in Gaza and they're being treated pretty harshly by the Israelis with the settlements and the settlements in East Jerusalem.
And as an Irish person with your history, do you feel a certain sympathy or affinity with the Palestinian people?
Well, there's a certain amount of resonance with what happened here so many years ago. So I think we can be sympathetic towards the Palestinian side of things. There are two sides to the story, but it seems like the Israelis, a certain aspect of them don't seem so committed to peace. They seem to keep undermining the process with the new settlements in East Jerusalem.
And as an Irish person, do you feel a sort of special understanding of what's happening to the Palestinians?
Perhaps, yeah. I mean, we were ourselves under genocide a long time ago with the famine and so on. But yeah, I think we are. We do have a lot in common in that sense.
Irish people in general, really, as a race who were subjected to years of sort of, you know, whatever you call it, oppression, know full well. Obviously not, but the modern Irish person doesn't really understand fully, but yeah, of course we sympathise, and definitely my standing would be in favour of the Palestinians.
I don't know if it's as an Irish person, I just think generally, you know, people would be sympathetic towards their cause. Their lands have been occupied for a long time. They seem to be going through a very difficult period that doesn't seem to be resolving itself. So I don't think it's anything to do with being Irish. I just think it's a humanitarian.
The Palestinians are being very badly treated, not only by Israel, but by America and by Europe, in my view. Because Europe and America stand by generally, while Israel, whom America funds, oppresses the Palestinians. That would be my view.
And as an Irish person, do you feel like you can sympathise more with the Palestinian people because of what you've gone through?
Well, naturally, because of the history of Ireland. I mean, the Palestinian issue at root was a British settlement, was a British decision, or at least Anglo-French. And the root of the Palestinian issues are in the 1920s. I mean, you go back to Lawrence of Arabia in that period, the First World War. Allenby marching into Jerusalem at the head of an Arab army to which he had promised autonomy. And then the PICO, the secret deal that followed between the French and the British, that's the root of the historic root. It's not the present problem, but it certainly originates at that time.
Well, I have to say, it's been very heartening walking around Dublin city centre today. In a world that seems to be increasingly turning away from politics, it seems that Dubliners, anyway, seem to be very clued in about what's happening in Palestine. And there seems to be plenty of solidarity as well with the Palestinian people.
There's a lot of sympathy within the Irish government. We all know Micheál Martin has been to Gaza recently. He's deeply shocked. Also in Gaza, we have John Ging, who's the UN coordinator for relief there. I mean, he's talking about the whole time the situation in Gaza. But the situation in Gaza, while it's absolutely appalling, the ongoing situation in occupied Palestine is dreadful.
And tell us a little bit about some of the parallels between the struggle of the Irish people and the struggle of the Palestinian people.
I think there are very strong parallels in many ways. The idea of a very powerful neighbour, though in Israel-Palestine it's a much somewhat more intimate relationship even than that, but that notion of a very powerful neighbour who seeks to control, to subjugate, I think that's a parallel that many Irish people would have. I think it's been something that's also been very prominent in Irish foreign policy in the early decades of independence, where there was a very strong sense of support for Palestinian rights.
Behind me sits the Irish Dáil Éireann, or for those of you who don't speak Irish, the Irish Parliament. We've come here to interview Mary O'Rourke, one of the most revered politicians in Ireland. She's held almost every ministerial post available and is formerly head of the Senate.
Do you think as an Irish politician or as an Irish woman, you have more understanding or sympathy with the Palestinians because of the parallels in your history?
Yes, I think there would certainly be a strong component of that in our thinking. But I notice of recent times, even the US, which would remain still a very strong supporter of Israel, huge numbers of Israelites living there and a strong lobby for them, even they're becoming impatient.
And what supports have the Irish politicians and Irish people given the Palestinians in the past, and what's ongoing?
Yes, we have delegation from our European Affairs Committee went 2 years ago to Bethlehem and to Palestine and met with various officials. And frequently when we have our debates at committee level, I'm on that committee, I notice the strong thread at that level, which is an authorised committee of the Parliament, of support for Palestine.
There is a lot of sympathy among regular people in Ireland for the Palestinian cause, but there is also sympathy for the cause of Palestine among the elite and the political elite. For example, Irish Foreign Minister Micheál Martin was the first European Union country foreign minister to visit Gaza in over a year, and then reported on it in an article that he wrote to the New York Times, where he called the conditions in Gaza, and I quote, "inhumane and utterly unacceptable in terms of accepted international standards of human rights." An interesting incident happened in July 2006 here in Ireland. During Israel's war on Lebanon that summer, a plane carrying bombs destined for the Israel's war on Lebanon, asked to land in Shannon Airport in the west of Ireland, and the Irish government refused to allow them to land, and in the end they had to land in Prestwick in Scotland instead. And the official at the time said, there is no way that we would accept a plane carrying bombs that are going to be used in an actual war to land in our airport. This harks back to Ireland's anti-colonialist, anti-imperialist past, because in this country, people know what diaspora is. I mean, there was a great diaspora here in the 19th century, when many, many thousands had to leave during the famine. And more recently, the Irish have endured soldiers on every street corner. They've seen their youth being put in military detention without proper trial. They have endured land theft and evictions, not unlike the land thefts that the Palestinians have to endure at the hands of Jewish settlers. So there is an understanding, a really deep understanding in Irish society for the plight of the Palestinians.
And what do you think, bearing that in mind, what do you think the Palestinians have to learn from the Irish?
Well, I'm not sure that it's a question of learning. There are certainly probably parallels there, that it is possible to adopt a mixture of tactics, that it's possible to adopt non-violent resistance. There may be moments when I would argue violent revolution is justified and necessary and can be effective. So I think it's more drawing parallels in terms of mixtures of tactics rather than slavishly following a model.
Do you think the British have learnt any lessons from the Irish struggle for independence?
I am not sure. I think if you look at British troops in Iraq or Afghanistan now, the stories of torture, the stories of repression, the stories of crimes, it's hard to see whether lessons have been learned. Imperial powers tend not to be very good at learning lessons. The Americans are repeating the mistakes of Vietnam in Afghanistan. And perhaps the best lesson of that is that empires usually fall.
So this jail here, for example, you think there's modern equivalents?
Oh, I think so. I think, you know, it's Abu Ghraib, Bagram, various Israeli detention centres. I think there are kilmainams all over the world, all over the Middle East and elsewhere.
Do you think economic boycotts and economic pressure being put on Israel is a possible way forward to help change?
Well, you see, I don't know, because they've been tried, haven't they, over the years, tried and tried again. And the people who suffer are the Palestinians in the main. I mean, Palestine is really, it is EU funding that is keeping Palestine, and particularly those in the Gaza Strip, where life is so precarious and so difficult, and people are just living on knife edge. So I don't know if sanctions in the end, sanctions upset ordinary people. It's their lives that are put at risk or put at stake, whereas sanctions, they're not really, they're a very blunt instrument, but yet something must be used to see, can you bring about parity?
Boycott was originally a word that was created in Ireland. And it was created because there was a campaign against a certain Captain Boycott as part of the land war in the 1880s. And this was the process whereby Ireland got control, Irish people got control of their own land through a campaign of boycotting English land agents and English landlords. So as I say, boycott has a lot of resonance for Irish people. What the Palestinian people have asked us to do, because as a solidarity organisation, as a solidarity movement, what they've asked us to do is to get involved in the boycott, divestment, sanctions campaign, the BDS campaign. And they've asked us to do this because they say this is a non-violent campaign that has proven effective in combating Israeli oppression. And so,
so it's the economic angle. You think the economic angle is where the Palestinians and indeed yourself think that real change can be made and pressure can be put on the Israelis?
Yeah, because I mean obviously pressure has to be put on Israel for it to change, and the pressure isn't coming from Barack Obama. It's not coming from EU governments, although the Irish government is better than most other EU governments. So the pressure has to come from global civil society. And when we talk about that kind of pressure, it's not simply economic sanctions. The cultural boycott campaign, the academic boycott campaign is also crucial, but they all interlock with each other. And success in one element of BDS helps success in other elements of BDS.
The Ireland-Palestine Solidarity Campaign in Ireland has launched a boycott Israeli goods campaign. And it's a general campaign, you know, different organizations can adopt parts of it as they like and adapt it to their trade unions. The boycott campaign is a form of non-violent resistance that can become very effective in the long term. And it's the only form of resistance that the Palestinians really have left at their disposal at this point in time.
Now, the IRA and Sinn Féin have achieved many of their goals, not all so far, but many of their goals. Do you think it's inevitable that the Palestinians are going to achieve theirs as well?
I think it's inevitable. I think they have a determination and I think they have a strength of personality. Any of the Palestinians I've met, they are adamant that they will continue fighting against all odds, and I think they're that way they're kind of an example to the rest of the world, despite the odds, that they're still willing to struggle, be it military, political, or social. I think they are willing to stand up, and I think anybody who has that type of determination will succeed in the end. Obviously, like Ireland, they have their own internal problems or internal strife, and sometimes that has to be addressed. Sometimes you can put it to one side till after, but unity, the more united they are, the stronger they are, and the more they can get the message across internationally. But they do need international support. They can't do it on their own.